Does anybody like truly love their job? Like, does anybody have the perfect job? I imagine there are people are out there. Like, I think I come pretty close. Like, I definitely do really, really enjoy my job. It's not like it's, you know, I hear people say they hop out of bed and they're excited to go to work. I don't know if I'm quite at that level. There are days when I'm there. There are other days when I'd rather stay home. But it's not, you know, it's not miserable. I enjoy it. I do. I really look forward to working. I have a good time. I like it. I'm never bored. That's one thing for sure. Burnout would be a bigger concern than something called bore out. But bore out is something that's really starting to, well, we're hearing more about it anyway. And that's, you know, it's kind of surprising. And I guess in some ways it's surprising. It depends on if you're doing a job that you're bored at, maybe you need to do. I don't know what the situation is, but it's something that I think is becoming more and more prevalent and something that I think employers are going to have to take a closer look at. We're going to have a conversation about bore out now. We're going to speak with Linda Nazareth, who is an economist, host of the podcast Work and the Future, and the author of Working It Out, Getting Ready for Our Redefined Future of Work. Linda, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so let's just define it here. I think it's pretty straightforward. We're talking about bore out. It's just people that are bored at work, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, as you say, we talk about burnout a lot, having too much work to do, and that's stressing you out. But bore out is when, you are bored at work, and that's a lot of people. Apparently, according to Robert Half, that's the staffing firm, 35% of Canadian employees say they're bored at work. And if you want to look at this another way, not for stats, put bored at work into TikTok. It actually kind of shocked me how many people are making videos at work or talking about how bored they are. I found some talking potatoes talking about how to deal with your coworkers and things like that. But, you know, seriously, that's a real productivity loss for the companies who are employing these people because they're clearly unhappy. And it's not good for anyone's mental health either.
Okay, so, I mean, I think we all have an understanding of boredom, but it's not just, are they just sitting around with nothing to do or not enough to do, or it's work that doesn't stimulate them? I mean, why, how, when they say they're bored at work, why? What's going on?
Well, you know, we all have parts of our jobs that we don't like, right? Like maybe you like, you like most of the stuff that goes along with your job being a radio host, but there's probably some paperwork or organizational things that you don't like. And for some people, it's just the majority of the job. It's all tedious. It's all things that don't excite them. And that's where organizations are kind of failing because even if you find your job boring, like say you work for a nonprofit, a lot of the times you're excited by the purpose of why you're there. And so even if I'm doing this paperwork, ultimately I'm going to be helping eradicate this disease. So I'm okay with that. Now, a lot of companies aren't about eradicating disease or doing anything noble, but they should have something that they can communicate to people so they see the bigger picture. And clearly they're not doing that.
Yeah, some sort of mission, like value to this is why I do what I do. Okay, so we've got burnout, where you're probably too stimulated. There's too much demand. You're feeling overwhelmed. And then we've got bore out, which is the other side of the spectrum. What's worse? Let's break it down in two categories here. If you're the employee, is it better to be burned out or bored out? And of course, you want the happy medium. But is it as bad for you as being burned out is?
I think it can be. Really, you're talking about unhappiness, right?
Sure, yeah.
And unhappy people get sick more. Unhappy people are stressed more. Unhappy people aren't really a good thing for an organization to have around. I mean, unhappy people are not contributing a lot, and they may even be doing negative things. So that's definitely an issue. And also, we talk a lot in Canada about productivity and we're not getting enough done. I'm not saying it's directly related to people being bored, but it's certainly not helping. If you want to produce more with what you have, you have to engage people better. Now, in terms of the exact stats, is it worse than burnout, you know, hard to say from a mental health perspective. However, we know that there's a U.S. survey that says for people who want to quit their jobs, 33% say being bored or not challenged is the main reason for it. And that's something to think about, too. If you're an organization, it costs a lot of money to retrain and find people.
That's the other side of it. I mean, if you're an organization, having bored employees is probably just as bad as having burned out employees, maybe even worse. Like you say, I mean, there's the effectiveness, the efficiency, the productivity, and the fact that you're going to lose them. I mean, it's something that companies need to be aware of, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, these have been challenging times, Shay, like for sure. Getting through the pandemic, there's a lot for managers to deal with, maybe having people at home, maybe people worried about getting sick, now like new work structures. So I'm not blaming anyone directly. Yeah. However, somewhere in that, you have gotten to a point where people are not really happy. And we saw that kind of in the U.S. particularly right after the pandemic shut down, stopped, and there was a lot of hiring. A lot of people quit their jobs. You know, the Great Resignation, a little bit less here, but I think the feelings are pretty similar. So you need some help, I think, for companies to train people to engage workers and figure out what's going on. And there are some things we know. We know that when there's a lot of organizational red tape, it's tasks that people find meaningless, and they get more bored. We also know that when job autonomy is lower, this is from a Swiss study, Swiss workers, where you can't make decisions about work, you get less happy and certainly more bored.
Gotcha. If you're an employee in that position, can you fix it or do you need to go somewhere else? What's the recommendation here? How do you handle this?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, solutions that people put forward. Can you organize your day differently? Yeah. Can you do, you know, the paperwork early in the morning or whatever? But I do think it comes down to looking at the bigger picture and trying to remember why you're there and why you want to be doing this job that you're doing. Maybe it is just making enough money to support your family and that helps you. But if you can't, then maybe you do think of going somewhere else because, again, mental health is an important thing.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, defining that sense of purpose, giving that to the employees. But I think you also made another thing. When you don't feel like you're in a position to make decisions, whenever we're talking about work-related stuff, Linda, it always comes down to me, like, if you're an employer or manager, and I've never been one, I've worked for a lot of them, and I find the best ones are the ones who say, you know what, you're a grown-up. I hire you to do a job. I don't care how you do it. If the job gets done, great. I trust you to go out and do what needs to be done. But it's the ones who, like you say, you don't have that autonomy. You don't sort of, you're not treated like a grown-up. That's where I think you run into trouble.
For sure. And also listening to employees, workers makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, they say, you know, we want your feedback or whatever, but it's often a challenging thing. We think management is about telling people what to do, but often it really should be about listening to what people are telling you and people who feel like they're listened to are happier.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. You just want to feel like you're somehow valued. Linda, interesting conversation. Thank you so much for being here today.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.